Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is DJ Medi on the Wham Bam East Van Show. We are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we might have two interviews. I'm not sure, but one for sure, because today is May the 4th. So May the 4th be with you. And we have an interview. It's a pre-recorded interview with Mr. Lawrence Mack. He is a teacher, and we're going to play that recording shortly because we are waiting for our guests to come. Hopefully they could make it. If they're not on their way, then we're going to just be playing some songs after that. But let's get right to our first interview. We went to the school, and this is my friend, Mr. Mack. Welcome, Mr. Mack, to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
All right, thanks for having me. My name is Lawrence Mack, and I'm a teacher here at Millard Middle School. I've been teaching here for about 20 years, and I've been a teacher for 27 years total.
So this is quite the classroom you have. It's pretty stellar. It's so out of this world. Tell me about it.
It is from a galaxy far, far away. It's a Star Wars, if you haven't noticed. It's kind of a theme going on here for the last 27 years. And it has gotten almost out of control around here. It started a long time ago when I was a young, well, same height, I guess. But there's just a young teacher, and there was another classroom, and it was kind of decorated, kind of obsessed. Yeah. It was about cows, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool to see everything cows and everything's decorated with cows. I said, but I don't want to do cows. So it could have been a Vancouver Canuck room. It could have been just a movie, posters of all these kind of different things. But it turned out to be Star Wars because my future wife at the time got me something from Sam the Record Man at Downtown Pacific Center. And that started it all. So we can kind of blame my wife, who started it all with the stand-up Darth Vader over there from Sam the Wrecker Man, Blast from the Past. And that started the ball rolling. And since then, I added posters, other stand-ups, and then it just snowballed and it never has stopped. Now everybody knows what to get me for Christmas or birthday or year-end gift. And just randomly, every week almost, somebody gives me something from their collection, or they want to donate, or they see something and think of me and they buy it. So it's a lot of stuff. But each piece has a story and a memory or a student who gave it to me and appreciation. So I do try to remember those as much as I can and all these things. And it plays into this Star Wars theme, which I get to play along with a little bit and have fun with the kids. And the kids just go, wow.
So today's May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
And May is also Asian Heritage Month. Do you have anyone that with Asian background that inspires you?
May the 4th be with all of you as well. My favorite day of the year, I tell the kids, I say it's more important than my anniversary. Well, for Asian Heritage Month, looking back at my past and looking back at living and growing up in East Van, really not too many celebrities to look up to in pop culture, not too many that I was exposed to, but the kind of the big names I looked up to and watched a lot was Bruce Lee, the legendary Bruce Lee, and how he broke a lot of ground. And also Jackie Chan, who was also athletic and martial arts, but he also added that comedy element to it, which was always fun watching his movies as I was growing up as a kid. And I enjoyed watching those two in pop culture. And growing up, that's culture in pop culture. But personally, looking up, it was always my family. It was always grandparents, aunts and uncles that just, you know, paved the way for us, to, the rest of our family, to have this good life. And they did a great job. And looking at East Van and other kids with their parents, immigrant parents that worked hard for a better life for their kids and a better future for many Asian Canadians. Yeah.
Awesome. And do you know Kung Fu?
No, I know Jedi skills. I don't know Kung Fu.
So, Mr. Mack, tell me about the classroom these days. So, do they still use pencils? Are they using computers more?
Well, I'm old school, so I make them use pencils. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course, all classes use pencils. We are moving into a digital age, mm-hmm. and Wi-Fi available. And, yeah, I still like to do old school things part of the time. I would say about half of the time they're doing things pencil paper, especially in math class. But yeah, we do a lot of things online nowadays. Our school is a bring your own device, so the students are asked to bring their own laptop. And if they can't provide that, we have extras that the district gives us to lend out. Kind of like the old school of lending out a textbook for the year. They're lending out a laptop for the whole year for students to use. So we're doing a lot of work digitally, online, and using whatever platform they provide for us.
Wow.
And yeah, it is. It's different. It's a different world, and it's kids are learning digitally a lot more than before, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's really just natural to them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I heard that you're not teaching the time anymore. Is that true?
Yeah, it's gone extinct almost, teaching the time on an hour clock. I did teach and try to teach my class, just because they didn't know how to read my Star Wars analog clock. And also like handwriting, mm-hmm. is something that's gone in the past. Yeah.
So who was famous in your school?
Well, here at Millard Middle School, you know, we had a lot of people move on and go into high school. One of the neatest things is seeing some of my old students become teachers. That's pretty trippy, because I used to teach them. Crazy. Out of big names, maybe not too many, but I think one, Kyra LaRue, she's been an actress, a musical person who got into Riverdale, and you might see her on the CW. She's been doing some shows lately. She's been on a local musical, Anne of Green Gables. She played the lead role there, and you might see her in Schmigadoon. So Kyra LaRue, one of our famous Millard graduates. Yeah.
What would you do if a Trekkie came into your classroom?
Usually if a Trekkie comes in, they come in with their fingers like this, and I usually go say, I'm going to break your fingers off. That's what I normally say to kids. Yeah.
Okay, who is your favorite Star Wars character?
Usually what I tell the kids, I say my favorite Star Wars character is me. There's nobody better than you. I'm just kidding. Well, I go with a big one. Some of my favorite ones are Darth Vader, just the epitome of evil and fear. It's great, iconic. Also, Yoda's up there as the great, powerful, you know, antithesis to Vader. Obi-Wan, who's made it up through all of them. And now, Boba Fett's always been a favorite of mine, and a Mandalorian. Those are some big name characters as well. I like Chewbacca too. I got a mask, a onesie, and a growl. So I do that around the school.
Perfect.
I like to scare kids.
Now tell me about growing up in East Van.
Growing up in East Van? Growing up in East Van was the old hood, but a great time at that time in the 80s and 90s, just getting to know people and work effort and work ethic and leading me here. Who would have thought that helping kids when I was in high school brought me to a career here in teaching? And a lot of great memories there. I'm still sort of East Van. I'm still on the east side, south east side. But yeah, East Van pride. Grew up there. Lots of great memories that I think of quite often.
All right. Well, thanks, Mr. Mack, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, so I hope you guys are all wearing your Star Wars outfits. And yeah, Mr. Mack, he's like my big brother, so that's for you. Okay, so next, we are going to play a song request because it's Listeners Appreciation Week. So let's get to a break, and then we'll get to that song.
We feel a lot of gratitude towards you, the listener. Perhaps no one has told you how awesome you are this week, how incredibly thoughtful, caring, and community-minded you are. So allow us to fill up your cup with goodness. Allow yourself to soak up the great tunes, good vibes, and warm, fuzzy feelings that tuning into this frequency provides.
This week, CJSF 90.1 FM is reaching out to each and every listener to thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being with us on this end of the dial and feel gratitude for you being here with us. We'd like to take the time to send this gratitude out to you and a giant thank you from everyone here at CJSF 90.1 FM. Keep it locked.
Town Called Malice by The Jam. That was a special request for Andrea in Whistler. All right, next we have Actors with Love You More.
Savage heart.
Yeah, that was Love You More by Actors. And I'm going to be playing songs from performers from the Kitsilano Street Party. And I'm not sure who the lineup is this year, but yeah, we could play music from past performers. And I was supposed to have a guest today, and not sure if they're lost or if they're just going to come another time. We'll find out. But yeah, I might be out of luck. And we're going to play this next song called Out of Luck by the Pointed Sticks.
I never ever wanted to get too close to you. I didn't want to fall in love. You told me all the stories that the boys in the garden and the dog when you gave them a shove. But I fell for you on an outfit and fun. And I could maybe I'm the next in line. I guess I'm just another guy out of luck. Whoa, whoa. I guess this time I'm just running out of luck.
Yeah, so my special guests were supposed to be the Rubes today. And they have a show coming up this Saturday. And like I said, they might be lost coming up here. But yeah, I'm going to play some of the guests that are performing with them at Lana Luz this Saturday. Lords of Apathy, Noble, and Happy Graves. And I got a Happy Graves song here. I haven't heard it, so if they have any swear words, listener's discretion is advised. So yeah, I'm going to hear it for the first time. It's called Fiendish Shrieks.
Bye.
Hey, how fun was that? Fiendish Shrieks. And talking about fiendish, tomorrow is Pete Feed's birthday. So happy birthday, Pete. And if you want to celebrate with him, he's doing a show tomorrow, May 5th at Lanaloo's Ace, 20 Explosive Hits and Crushed Velvet. And yes, he plays with 20 Explosive Hits. I do remember I interviewed them and I haven't played their interview yet. So we'll have to do that on another episode. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Anyways, he's also in a band called The Judy. So I want you to check out Freedom 85, what? From the album, The Very Best of the Judys. Okay, so it's Listeners Appreciation Week, y'all. So I'm going to play some more announcements and then we'll get to some more music.
Hey, listener, it's awesome that you are here on the other end of the radio. You are why we are here. A radio station is nothing without listeners. Thank you for being here for us at CJSF 90.1 FM.
Every time you tune in to CJSF, You make a choice to step outside the box of what's normal and support an alternative. Alternatives are critical for making change, which we need so, so badly. I see you contributing in your small and profound ways to social change simply by tuning in to us. Thanks for being on our team.
Yay, thanks for being our team. Thanks for being weird. And yeah, because this next song is called Woke Up Weird by The Pack AD on CJSF 90.1 FM. Yeah, I woke up weird. I think I woke up weird every day. Okay, next we're going to play Ludic with Instabeat.
But it ain't about still fly. From your voice to your touch, to your thoughts and mirror mind. Every time you kneel, you watch your folks, they groove me. Baby, boy, you move me. So tell me, would you be mine? You say good things come to us away. Ooh, and patience is a virtue. So baby,
that was Tanya Aganaba, and she played the Quetzalcoatl Street Party, not last year, but the year before that. And then last year we played Ludic, and we played their song Insta Beat. Very funky indeed. Okay, so guess what, guys? Yes, so the Roops, they're not going to make it, but Tony said he's going to actually call me on the phone. So we might be doing a quick little interview over the phone. So while he gets ready, we're going to play a song by La Chinga.
Show you this evening. However, in all likelihood, there are children present in the audience tonight.
Where I'm
Tony to the Wham Bam East Band Show. He's on the phone with us today. Introduce yourself and your band.
I am Tony Baloney, also known as Anthony Walker, also known as and from the Rubes, who are playing on Saturday night at Lana Lou's on Powell Street. I'm gonna say, what's the address? 323 Powell Street, Lana Lou's. You can't miss it.
Awesome. And we just played Torpedo Lover. We also played La Chinga.
Cool.
Yeah, these are all bands that you played with. Yeah, what do you think of them?
I love those guys. I've been playing with La Chinga for years.
We also played Rat Silo?
Yeah, we did a show with them last month or whenever that was.
Awesome. Okay, now we're going to hear your stuff. And the first song we're going to play is Right Again. Tell me about this one.
Well, that one, actually, that was, when Barack Obama was coming up and all that was happening and everybody was feeling good and the hope and change and all, and gonna make the whole world right again is basically what that one is called and about, and I guess that's what inspired that, and
we're gonna play this, and then after this song, we'll get to hear about your bandmates, all right?
Sure.
All right, right here on CJSF.
Yeah.
right again. That's right. Okay, so Anthony, let's tell everyone about your bandmates.
Okay, well, the Rubes are myself with Doug Donut on drums. Played drums with Death Sentence back when Death Sentence was ruling the world. And the keyboard player is James, also known as James Names. Dave Sharan is our bass player. He's great. I love that man. He's a great man and a great bass player. come and see them Saturday.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
Awesome.
So we're going to play your next song, and I think this might be the last song because we are out of time, but yes, we definitely want to check it out. But Little Contradiction is a song, and you're a multi-instrumentalist. You play many instruments, and tell me about this song.
Well, I mean, it was only out of necessity. I didn't really have a band together. I wrote the whole album. I had a drummer, Charlie Quintana from Social Distortion at the time, who wanted to come and play drums with me on that. And that was one of his stipulations. He didn't want anybody else there. He goes, just me and you. You play guitar, I'll play drums, and I don't want to see any bass players or any keyboards in there. Or I don't want them in my headphones. And I said, perfect. It's because that's all I have right now is me. And that song anyway is Mark Olenek is a keyboard player that's on other tracks on that CD, but on this song, Little Contradiction, that's me on the kick, the just banging away on that keyboard riff and the playing the bass and the guitars and there's me and Charlie Quintana.
Perfect. And you just came back from Disneyland. How was it?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
And it's May 4th today, so may the force be with you, Anthony.
Oh, I went to, I did go to the Star Wars, one of a few Star Wars rides. It was, like, I highly recommend it.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Anthony, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam! Yeah, baby. Here we go with Little Contradiction on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you all.